Hello there, and thank you for listening to another part of our series called What It Takes. And in this episode, we'll be speaking with Chaz Rhodes, a trombone player in Indianapolis. And he is at a school the last 3 years, graduated with a bachelor's degree in music, and he's a super nice guy, and he's getting his career started and hitting some musical road bumps here and there. And we talk about how he's going to proceed in his plans, his goals, and what he imagines it's going to be like, which is really interesting to me. A lot of the people that we've talked to are people in the middle of their careers, or rising careers, or even some that have plateaued a little bit and kind of living out the gigdom that they have. So with Chaz, it's a little different. I think it's going to be an interesting conversation. And thank you for tuning in again. Any archive shows from our weekly radio show can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com. And many more conversations like this can also be found here at haveyouheardjazz.com with the subtitle, What It Takes. So without further ado, here it is, my conversation with Chaz Rhodes on What It Takes.
Welcome to a new Have You Heard podcast. We're calling this podcast, within a podcast, What It Takes. What It Takes will explore, well, what it takes to make it in the arts and music industry. We will talk with artists and musicians from around the world in various fields about their continuing journey in the arts industry. Our guests will give their advice to people working in the field and to those of us just starting out. Well, join us as we find out what it takes.
Well, I'm here with Chaz Rhodes. Chaz, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
And we are continuing our conversation that we seem to always have about what it takes to put things together. And you're at an interesting point in your life. And, you know, most professional musicians have been at this point where they've, you know, had to course correct or go left, go right, what have you. And, but you're kind of in the middle of all this stuff. So for those of us that maybe can't remember or didn't realize we were in that period of time, why don't you tell us a little bit what's going on? First, you're a trombone player, and right. and just a brief history of everything that you're doing.
All right, so brief history. I'm out of college. I've got my bachelor's degree. I'm not working full time in music, but I'm trying to make that full time. And while I'm in this process, I've got a job with the state. So that's my full-time gig, but I'm trying to get out of that and get into music full-time.
Right. And last time, what's your goal? Is to play any kind of music full-time? Is it teaching part of that? And you're also thinking about going back to school, too.
Yeah. So I guess my goal is to just make whatever money I earn it through music, whether that's teaching, playing, you know, if I have the opportunity to go back to school and get a stipend, I can do that and continue to teach and play on top of that.
Now, what prevented you from like going right out into it right after school?
Going right out
into it. Yeah, I mean, because that's like kind of the ideal that we have. When we finish school, we're going to just become professional musicians and get gigs. And
right.
where did things go different?
I feel like when I finish my bachelor's degree, I guess I just wasn't prepared. Like, I was, you know, I was a new, eager trombonist, but I didn't really know what to do. You know, I had you to talk to. I had a couple people with some plugs, but nobody ever said, okay, well, you know, when you graduate college, you're going to need to find a job, and this is how you find a job. Like, you're not taught that stuff. You just kind of have to learn it as you go.
Mm-hmm. What would your advice be to yourself 5 years ago?
5 years?
Or no, well, when did you graduate? You graduated.
I graduated
3 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
Pushing 3 years ago.
So 3-4 years ago, you see the light at the end of the school tunnel.
Yeah.
And if, like, you appeared to yourself, what would you say to yourself?
I would say, you know, stop doing homework. You're doing good. You've passed every semester with honors. Finish up what you're doing now. Pick up a fake book. Go to the practice room. Figure out some courses, and then go sit in wherever you can sit in.
Wow, that's what I say. Good advice. That's pretty good advice. Last time we talked, you said, "What would you say to somebody that's coming out of school?" You said, "Don't leave home."
Oh yeah.
Like, every time we talk, you say something that surprises me that I don't expect. It's gonna come out of your mouth.
Sorry.
No, that's great, man. Because it's like, you know, there's so many different tracks people can take getting out of school. And I mean, man, I graduated college 16 years ago. I mean, my undergrad was 20 years ago. Yeah. Wow. I just put that together. That's sad. Okay. So, yeah. Yeah. 20 years ago, I graduated. I have no idea what, I mean, I was clueless, absolutely clueless.
Like right after your undergrad?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you do?
I got a job at a bookstore.
Uh-huh.
I had kind of had this job a couple years in my undergrad anyway. So it was, I can just do this for a couple years and figure something out. And then a year went by. I'm like, all right, just do this another year.
You blink, and then
yeah, I mean,
it's another 2 years.
Yeah, you just get into a routine, and it's kind of comfortable. And for a college town with minimal bills, I was making, I mean, and I was playing some gigs, but not a whole lot. And it was definitely easy to get by.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to get complacent in that regard, you know.
I feel like, especially now, I've reached a point where I know what I want, and my situation is so awful that I'm willing to try something completely new. Even, like, right now I have stability, I have security, I get a paycheck every 2 weeks, and I know with gigs, it's not like that. Like, you get some money here, some money there. Sometimes you don't get money, because sometimes you get food.
Right.
But it's like, I'm at this point, I'm willing to try to go without the stability and go after what I want.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to cut ties and release the mooring clamps or whatever, and just drift off and make, I mean, that's the only way you can figure out if you can do it.
Yeah.
By actually doing it.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to, okay, once I get this taken care of, then I can do, you know, the next step. But sometimes the first step never happens, you know? So a lot of it is, I think, fear-based in a way. It's like, we're scared to really take those steps, because once you start, not, you can only fail once you start something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, well, what are your goals now, Chaz?
My goals now are to make it through Monday, for one. Monday is my last day at my current employment. And then I'm going to hit the ground running as hard as I can. I got money saved up. I got schools interested in me coming.
Schools?
Yeah, schools.
Whoa, what schools?
I got some schools out in Brownsburg.
Oh, like high schools? I thought you were talking about colleges.
Oh,
coming.
No, sorry.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know. I didn't know about this. Okay, so you're laying the groundwork to put a studio together to teach some lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So I'm going to be messing with those schools.
Right.
And then I'm also going to audition for Butler University.
Good.
See if they'll have me. And, you know, I've got school up in Lebanon I've been working with kids with as well. I'm trying to get Wayne Township under control, see if I can find some kids out there. So I've got a lot of possibilities.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it might be a good opportunity, too, to put together, like, some sort of, I don't know, method book or thoughts, you know, just do some, write out some warm-ups and charge kids $5 for your packet or whatever. You know, I mean, it could be a way to put your pedagogical thought process together, you know. If you're like gonna go clean slate it and start all over, man, just do it. Do it. I think you should, man. Well, okay. So we get some kids in the studio, get some kids in the shoot studying with you.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
And then what?
Yeah.
Before we continue with our conversation, I'd just like to take a moment and thank you for listening to the Have You Heard podcast, What It Takes, a podcast within a podcast. You can find more interviews, great music, album reviews, some history, and a whole lot more at www.haveyouheardjazz.com. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz, and you can certainly send us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and now let's continue our conversation.
All right, how about this? What do you see happening?
What do I see happening?
Yeah.
Well, I see me making a bunch of money doing this music stuff. You know, I see gigs opening up because, you know, I've noticed that the more kids I have, the more I want to be better for the kids I'm teaching. Like, they kind of keep me on my toes, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so I can feel myself getting better, and I can see that my kids are getting better, and, you know, they just give me more sense of, not purpose, but they make me want to practice more. So I feel like if I'm practicing more on what I have to do, and I keep networking, gigs are just gonna fall in place, hopefully. I'm hoping that's how it works.
That's interesting. I never really put it together of having more students would make you practice more. I'm not sure if that's true for me.
Well, more students and having more time.
Yeah.
So, like, I won't have a steady job anymore. So I'll have a lot of free time starting off.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully, you know, I can network, practice, and get out there and keep it going.
Yeah. What about starting some of your own groups, writing music and stuff like that? Are you got some ideas brewing in the cranium there?
I do, but it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Like, so I've always seen myself playing in, like, a soul band. So, you know, you got singers and backup horns, sometimes soloing. But it's just hard finding the people.
Oh, yeah.
Especially people my age, like, they're in the same situation I am where they're not really willing to, you know, give up stability and give up a paycheck every 2 weeks. to try something.
Right.
But, you know, I got a small group of people. Maybe it can't happen right now, but we can start up a combo or something. That's doable. So.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah.
All right. So you got a kind of a game plan going forward. So that's good. So when you you're teaching your students, what are your goals for them?
For every student is different, but overall, I guess I want them to. I find it funny because I took lessons when I was in high school, but it was like towards the end of my junior, starting senior year. And a lot of the stuff that I am working on now, I wasn't afforded that opportunity to know when I was their age.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to get them a head start on what to expect when they get to college. Because right now, I've got kids that are, you know, 7th and 8th grade. It's unfortunate that now they've lost a year because all the middle schools have gone to just 7th and 8th grade. So I have 7th and 8th graders now, and I also have some high schoolers. So I'm just trying to get the high schoolers to be prepared for the college level, get them a jump start on what to expect. And then the 7th graders, I'm trying to pull them up to where I think they should be, because that's the way I had an extra year of trombone experience, and they're losing that. So it's just kind of difficult to understand where they are age-wise versus musicianship stuff-wise.
Yeah. So when do they start the trombone?
So now they start in 7th grade.
Oh, man.
So they go the way the school...
That's too late.
Kindergarten through 6th grade, mm-hmm. and then 7th and 8th grade is when they start. And then by the time they get to high school...
And there's no elementary program?
They have, like, you know, the
general
recorder,
music or whatever, but not band. No, not band. Elementary band.
No.
Wow. Man, starting the trombone in 5th grade for me was like... I mean, that was just when you started band.
Yeah.
And I think at 5th grade and 6th grade, it's like physically the kids are at the point where they can handle an instrument and you have the air capacity to do it. I can't imagine like how far behind I would be if I just started in 7th grade. That's a huge challenge.
It's incredible because, I've seen kids that started in, 5th and 6th grade, and then they get to high school and they're, good for the most part. We're just working on preparing them for the next step. And then the kids that come in, starting in 6th grade, it's kind of like, you're only, a couple years behind this person, but we got a lot to do.
So, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be frustrating. I wonder if the turnover rate is even worse, the quitting rate.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Well, that sounds like you have like a really special situation here to kind of make something of it. I wonder what the, this could be several routes for you, Chaz. I'm going to throw some ideas at you.
Let's hear.
I'm an idea guy, not really a doer, but I like to come up with ideas. The method book, that thing, I think we could be a good, especially if you have kids that are bigger, that are starting later, they can reach 6th, 7th position on the trombone. So there's already some facility built in there, but if you can figure out a way to fast track the technique and the, just learning the names of the notes and the positions and everything, there might be a really good opportunity to figure out how many school districts are doing cutting elementary band and whatever, which is just crazy. There might be a real niche, a need for that.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely seen it. So just out by where I live on the west side, I used to work at Chapel Hill, 7th and 8th grade center is what they call it. And it didn't really click why the bands were so behind until I found out that in 6th grade and 5th grade they weren't doing band anymore. And then,
wow.
I really understood why these kids are about to go into high school and they can't play more than, you know, A scale, a few popular tunes.
Right.
And they don't really have that repertoire. They don't really have that technique yet.
Man, I had no idea. I mean, this is like, I mean, not to get political or anything, but it's like, you know, as everybody pays attention to the presidential elections, you know, but that's the top. I mean, that's like the top. That's like professional level playing.
Yeah.
Nobody really pays attention to the ground level, mm-hmm. local stuff. And, you know, I've talked to many college professors, me being one of them, talked to myself plenty of times. And like working with students, some of them just don't have what I would consider the basic needs or the basic skill set of playing the trombone as a junior or senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you know, they want to go to college. They really love it, but they're just so far below what where I would consider they needed to be to get into college. But I never really got lower down the totem pole or whatever. And I wasn't realizing that elementary programs were being cut.
Yeah.
Man, that's really disturbing.
It is. It's disheartening, yeah.
Wow. Well, Jazz, what do you think? This is this segment, this series that we're doing here is called What It Takes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the idea is, you know, to talk about what it takes to make it in this industry. So, from your perspective, what does it take?
Well, right now, I feel like I'm not qualified to be talking about what it takes because I'm still trying to figure out if I'm going to make it, you know? So.
Well, we are all trying to figure that out, Chaz. Come on.
Well,
man.
From right now, I'm going to say it takes time. It takes perseverance. I think that's about it.
Yeah, time and perseverance.
Right now.
Oh, what do you consider making it?
I guess if I can. For me, making it is if I can pay all my bills, you know, make sure my family's taken care of, that's enough for me to say I'm making it. You know, I don't have to have a certain number of gigs. I don't have to have a certain number of students. If I feel comfortable, you know, with my musical capacity and I'm able to provide for my family while doing that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's making it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty well-rounded.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how is your family doing?
They're all right, man. My kid just turned 10 months.
That's awesome.
For the
second time.
I'm going to say for like the third or fourth month in a row, I haven't been involved in the monthly pictures.
Oh.
So.
Because of the job?
Yeah, because of the job. But he's doing all right. He's giving me high fives now.
Giving high fives. That's pretty cool. And I always thought that was so stupid. Like before I had kids, like, who cares? I mean, like, who wants to touch a baby anyway? I mean, like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, wow, that they're reaching out, literally reaching out to touch and, you know, to make contact with other human beings.
That's hilarious because he used to have like, you know, they were like barbaric hand gestures. Like he would grab something with all his force and squeeze the hell out of it. But now he touches everything with just the very tip of his finger first and like feels it out and then goes in. It's just kind of funny to watch him develop.
Yeah. Cool. Does he react to music at all?
He really likes 24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. That is the only song he reacts to. We'll be in the car, and he hates the car ride, so he's back there screaming at the top of his lungs. And then one day, 24 Karat Magic came on. He just stopped crying.
Whoa.
And listened.
So he bought the record.
And as soon as it went off, he started screaming again. So whenever he's upset now, we just turn it on. Like if we can't get him to calm down, he'll just calm down. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but thank you, Bruno Mars.
I'm going to have to check that album out and and see if it works on our little guy here.
I hope it does.
Yeah.
I hope you find something.
All right. So let's put out a little call to action to anybody that's listening. And let's see. You want to talk about the groups that you want to put together and like the projects you want to start. So maybe maybe anybody that's listening can get in contact with the podcast here. You can just reach out to us, hyhjazz@gmail.com. You can leave a comment right here on the podcast that you're listening to, and generally I'll find it. And I'll find it.
I hope he finds it.
Yeah. So Chaz, yeah, just tell us like what you said a soul band. So what is this instrumentation, the music, and what? Just give us a rundown of.
So I've always seen it as, you know, one or two singers, male or female or both. If it's two singers, me on trombone, of course.
Of course.
Trumpet, maybe a tenor or a berry, and a rhythm section. I'm not too picky.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like playing James Brown, Aretha Franklin stuff. That type of groove where, you know, it feels good. That's like my ultimate dream band, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm also into, you know, jazz combo style, one or two horns. Well, I guess two horns if I'm already on it, so and a rhythm section. That's about all I got. That's all right. I want right now. Yeah.
All right. Well, just leave a comment. Send us an email if you want to get involved in Chaz's projects. Because I think with the time, I don't mean this mean or anything, but I feel the sense I get from you is that there has been some time wasted on all this. Because you realize what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really important part of making it, is realizing what making it is.
Oh yeah.
To you, you know. So I think your projects are going to take off, and you know.
Cool.
Just go get a gig and the band will follow.
All right.
That's my advice to you. All right. Well, anything else to report in your monthly check-in here?
My monthly check-in.
Well, the first time we talked, the audio was so terrible. I had to get rid of it. I really did.
Nah, nothing else to check in with. I guess I'll check in with you guys another month.
All right.
We're going to really see how the loss of stability has affected me.
Well, that's true. But, you know, like you said, just the turbulent times can kind of fire up some.
Yeah.
The need for all that. So a lot of things could happen.
Yep. Here's hoping a lot of good things happen.
All right. Well, we're going to find out. All right. Thanks, Chaz, for coming in.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast, What It Takes. We are always working on new material and we'll be posting conversations and much more at haveyouheardjazz.com. The theme music is by vibraphonist and drummer Mitch Shiner. For more information about Mitch and everything he is up to, please visit his website, shinymusic.com. That's S-H-I-N-E-Y music.com. He's really wonderful and his music is stellar. As for us, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz. And we would love to read your email if you send it to us at hyhjazz@gmail.com. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.